Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another scintillating installment of Morning Reload. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver cowboy state politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Contrary to what many elected officials would have you believe, we do not live in a democracy. Of course, you wouldn't know that listening to them. Our democracy this, save our democracy that. For example, this.
I really believe in the institutions and the process. These processes and these institutions are what keep us, our democracy intact. And when you assault the institution, when you use incivility to diminish the institution, really what you're doing is diminishing your ability to solve problems and have a democracy.
That, of course, was Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Sommers on the trendy New York public media podcast Death, Sex, and Money. Why he would choose a New York podcast as opposed to a Wyoming-based one is anybody's guess. It probably has something to do with me not letting him get away with saying stupid stuff like that. The old 1828 defines democracy this way. It's government by the people, a form of government in which the supreme power is lodged in the hands of the people collectively, or in which the people exercise the powers of legislation. Such was the government of Athens. That is, majority rule, or to put it another way, mob rule. Mob rule has always led to some of the most horrifying events in human history. And history, as Thomas Jefferson put it, in general only informs us what bad government is. And while I don't expect people like Albert Sommers to understand the not-so-subtle differences between a democracy and a republic, there's a very good reason why our founders set our government up as a republic as opposed to a democracy. Chief among them being, if you elect representatives to run your government for you, it completely removes the whole mob rule thing. The way it's supposed to work is a group of people elect one person to represent their interests, and then that person carries the wishes of his or her constituents to the body. It seems simple enough, doesn't it? Well, the only problem is you actually have to meet with your constituents to have any idea of what it is they want you to do when you get to whatever collective body you're a member of. Take, for example, the Republican Party. Each individual county in the state elects leadership for that county. Those, dare I say, representatives then are part of a larger group called a State Central Committee. Once every 3 months, the State Central Committee meets to discuss resolutions, policies, and procedures, and then those elected representatives of each of the individual counties meet to vote on whatever matter is before them. The whole setup seems simple enough, but the only hitch in this whole thing is you actually have to meet with your constituents to find out what it is that they want you to vote on. Given that the State Central Committee meets every 3 months, you would think that the individual counties would also meet every 3 months. And in Wyoming, almost all of them do. Out of 23 counties, 21 of them do exactly what they're supposed to. You know, actually talk to the people that they represent. And then we have Johnson County, whose chairman is none other than former state representative and current Buffalo City Councilman Mike Madden. As of this morning, Mike Madden hasn't spoken to Johnson County Republicans in 240 days. Yet he attended the Wyoming Republican Party State Central Committee meeting this past weekend. How is it that you could represent anyone if you don't talk to them? You can't. And if you attend a State Central Committee meeting when you haven't spoken to Johnson County Republicans, it means you're not representing them, you're representing yourself. And Mike Madden didn't even stay for the entire meeting. That's what I said, my friends. He left early, before this whole question of when each individual county meets and how often they meet. I don't know if he had to beat the Baptists to the buffet or what was on his mind, but he certainly wasn't representing your interests. I've put together a little montage for you to show you how often each individual county's Republican Party meets. At the end of the meeting, each county was polled and asked when it was that they had their last county central committee meeting. Remember, Johnson County Republican Chairman Mike Madden had left the meeting early before any of this happened. First, the question by Chairwoman Carrie Drost of Weston County.
This body prides itself on being a grassroots organization, and the only way that we can effectively represent the people is if we meet with them. We expect this from all of our elected officials, and we expect this most of ourselves. So would you poll my fellow colleagues and ask how many counties have had meetings within the past month, within the past 3 months, within the past 6 months, just so that we can make sure that we as a body are holding true to our beliefs to hear from the grassroots?
Pretty simple, right? If you're elected to represent a group of people, you actually have to talk to them to know what it is that they want you to do. Before I give you that montage, let's take a quick break. This installment of Morning Reload is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a giant roping arena, or maybe if you know you just need a building and you're not sure what kind, then you should call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Today's program is also brought to you by the Buffalo Wool Company. They make the most amazing socks that you'll ever put on your feet. Go to their website, thebuffalowoolco, to get you a pair of the warmest socks that you're ever going to put on your feet. And now, back to the program. That montage of how everyone except Johnson County responded when asked the question by Carrie Drost.
Fremont County.
October. 1 November.
October this year.
Bighorn.
October
9. Park.
November.
Hot Springs.
October 16.
Carbon.
Had one special meeting on November 2nd and then Central County in September.
Teton?
Last meeting October 10th, next meeting November 14th.
Albany?
Second Thursday of October.
Platt?
Well, I'm proud to say we have monthly meetings. We've had for 2 years.
Niagara?
October 24th.
It'll be late July as we plan for Fair Week.
Lincoln?
October 21st.
Weston?
October.
October.
Campbell.
October 26th, we meet quarterly.
All pretty recent. October, November, there was a December and a July, but all relatively recently. Remember, Johnson County Chairman Mike Madden couldn't respond because he had already left the meeting. But here's how Johnson County State Committee man Nathan Williams responded.
Johnson.
Thank you, Carrie, for bringing this up. I think it's pretty important, and Trona, it's not just NBU. Guilty of charge here at Johnson County. Our last meeting is probably last February, March. We need to work on the grassroots thing. So
Nathan said February or March. The real date is March 11th. Johnson County Republican Party Chairman Mike Madden has not held a meeting since March 11th, 2023. 240 days. And he still attended the state central committee meeting representing who knows because he hasn't met with them, and he actually got up and spoke. Not only that, even though he hasn't held a meeting in 240 days, he continued to vote as if he had. And when the question of property taxes came up, Chairman Mike Tax McMadden couldn't help himself.
Just a couple of things. I'm in favor of the resolution overall.
But I would say that where the third whereas, where the legislature failed to pass bills over the last 2 years to ease the property tax burden, that is quite true, because they did pass and they greatly expanded the refund program. And when I say expanded it, it's almost quadrupled what has been historic. So that whereas should probably be stricken.
Did you catch what he said? I am in favor of the resolution overall.
Just a couple of things. I'm in favor of the resolution overall.
That's the only person he could possibly be representing, because he hasn't spoken to any Republicans in Johnson County. Or at least he hasn't held a meeting to talk to them anyway. So who was Chairman Madden speaking for there? Because he certainly has no idea whether he's speaking for you or anyone else in Johnson County. To do that, Mike Madden would actually have to have a meeting, which he hasn't since the day he was elected. And the meeting he did attend this past weekend in Newcastle, he left early. Evidently, he had something better to do than to represent you or whomever else he thinks he's representing. He left Nathan Williams holding the bag to answer the question as to when the last time Johnson County actually had a meeting. My friends, we have to hold our elected officials accountable. They have to be accountable to us, which means they actually have to talk to us to find out what it is that we want them to do. And Mike Madden isn't doing that. Well, that'll do it for today's installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. Don't forget to like and follow the program. You can do that anywhere that you get your podcasts. And don't miss my live program every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on the Independence Network. Go to the website, independencenetwork.us, to hear me every morning from 9 to 11. For now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.